right. Very good. Sounds like a plan. Yeah, my install is not by any means professional or permanent. I still got the magnet mount. I kind of wanted to get that NMO permanently mounted. Never got around to it. And then I've got the head of my FTM200 on a Lido and a cup holder very well done with a speaker on it and everything. And cabling's nice and tight with that dryer hose kind of stuff leading it to where it goes. So it's decent, and I like it. I'm happy. But even that, it took a while, a few stabs at it, to get all that just so. The next step would be to mount the antenna permanently and then maybe in-dash the head somehow or do that instead of on a mount. But I don't think I'll ever do it. I could change vehicles at any time now. It's got 126,000 miles on it. I might keep it another 5 years. I might buy a car tomorrow. I don't know. KE8VSI.
Is it bought and paid for? When they're bought and paid for, boy, it sure is hard to give that up, isn't it? But, yeah, I'd have no problem taking a look at that. We could bring it by sometime when the shop's there. We can pull it in the shop. Of course, the weather's getting nicer, so that won't be necessary. Anyhow, in the line here, get my coffee. So I'm going to probably not be able to jump back in here. Dakota, in case you got to jump, unless you've already jumped. W8FU.